This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The White House is expected to announce today Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's qualified endorsement of the U.S.-backed peace plan for the Middle East, the so-called roadmap. It's also being reported that President Bush is considering a trip to the Middle East for a meeting with Sharon and the new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. The developments follow a week of Israeli-Palestinian violence that so far has shown few signs of easing. Yesterday in Gaza, Abbas met with leaders of Hamas and urged them to stop attacks on Israelis. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza.
It was not an especially hopeful day in the Middle East. The Israeli Navy said it had intercepted a ship from Lebanon off the northern Israeli coast carrying weapons and a Hezbollah bomb maker. At least five Palestinian children were shot and wounded by Israeli troops while throwing stones in the northern Gaza Strip. But despite these incidents, there were signs that the parties were making an effort to put something on the agenda besides bloodshed and occupation. In Gaza, reporters swarmed around top officials from the Palestinian Authority and Hamas after their first meeting since Mahmoud Abbas became prime minister. Cabinet Minister Ziad Abu Amr had no breakthroughs to offer, but he suggested that progress could be made on reducing the violence.
There was a discussion of all issues between the prime minister and the Hamas leadership delegation, and the discussion will continue, and no issue was excluded from the discussion.
Hamas officials suggested that some kind of ceasefire might be possible, but Mahmoud Zahar dismissed the idea that Abbas would forcibly disarm the fighters.
There will be no mass arrest, no confiscation of guns, no any step to dismantle the internal Palestinian integrity.
In Beit Hanun, nearly completely sealed by Israeli tanks, the Al-Zanin family works to repair some of the damage done by Israeli bulldozers a few days ago. Family members say there was a loud explosion Saturday night, as if a tank had hit a mine or been hit by a grenade. Soon after, Yusri Al-Zanin says the bulldozers began a campaign of destruction. He says his uncle's house across the street was completely leveled, and the bulldozer driver wouldn't allow him to save anything.
He destroyed this car. It's made 1952 Mercedes.
52 Mercedes?
58
Mercedes.
Yes. Wow. And this tractor, and I see by my eyes the little gold,
the
goats, animals.
Little sheep, yes.
Yes, it's run away. And the bulldozer folded it, cut it to pieces.
The remains of what looks like a vintage German car are crumpled amid the rubble of the house. Chickens peck amid the ruins that were once the kitchen. The Al-Zanin family also accuses soldiers of stealing a laptop computer, CDs, and other items from them. The army said it was looking into the allegations, but had no record of a complaint filed by the family. Nassim Al-Zanin wants to know, where are the Americans and their much-touted roadmap for peace?
And they submitted to Israelis and to Palestinians. And before they submitted to us, we accepted. But where is the answer of the Israel? Here is the answer. This is the answer.
As he speaks, he gestures to his damaged house, the ripped-up trees, the broken water pipes. Israelis say the same argument could be used against the Palestinian suicide bombers who went on a bloody rampage during Secretary of State Colin Powell's visit, or against those who used Beit Hanun's orchards to fire rockets at southern Israel. A dusty one-lane dirt road leads through the orange groves east of Beit Hanun until you reach what the locals call no man's land, the former orchards bulldozed by the Israeli army to try and prevent rocket launches against the nearby Israeli town of Sderot. A young Palestinian named Daoud holds a crumpled leaflet printed by the Israelis, not unlike the propaganda leaflets dropped in Iraq by U.S.-led forces. It says, "Qassam missiles are killing Palestinian society," and features a cartoon of a rocket that goes off course and destroys the launcher's own house. Daoud says he will never oppose real resistance to the settlements and occupation, but he has to admit that when it comes to these homemade, ineffective rockets, the army has a point.
Actually, yes, it is harming us only, these rockets, because it's not harming at all the Israelis, and it comes back to us, not the rocket itself. But I mean, the reaction of the Israelis.
It's unusual to hear public criticism of Hamas attacks here, but Palestinian analysts say they've been getting similar responses in anonymous public opinion surveys for months. It gives them a glint of hope, in spite of the distrust and desire for revenge on both sides, that there might be some reason after all to pay attention to the improbable signs of life in the peace process. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.